Good morning, everybody. It's Dre here from KLMX 97.5 FM The Bear, and I feel like I need to remind people. So if you do not live in the country, on a ranch, or on a farm, or just far away from people and you're surrounded by more cattle than your neighbors, if you do not live in that type of situation, I feel like we need to meet. Okay, here's the deal. I definitely am city. I'm still city, and I'm okay with that. I'm a little more country this year, but I'm getting there. However, I feel like it's my duty as a former full city girl to remind city people, please don't touch the cows. Just don't. Don't go over there and don't. Just don't. You take pictures of them. Stay in your car. They're probably going to come to you because they think you have food. But just don't touch cows. Don't go out there and try and, oh, look a pretty cow. No, don't do it. So this is why I bring it up. In Yellowstone, there was a snowmobiling team or group or whatever taking their little tour down Yellowstone, having a grand old time. And they came across a bison or a buffalo, depending on who you are and how long you've been alive, whatever, bison or buffalo. So bison says, I don't like snowmobiles. I'm hungry. It's snowing out here. There's no food. Let's see what they got. First two snowmobilers, they go on their merry way. They wait for the third one. What do you mean you don't have any food for me? So the bison goes over and starts to do a little fake charge. You ever seen like some bratty little kid who does like that fake attack kind of thing? They shrug their shoulders and it's supposed to scare people. Yeah, so they make the little fake move and the bison is like, I'm gonna come get you. Then the passenger says, he's looking at us. Girl, what do you think he's looking at? He wants some food. He's hungry. It's cold. You're right there. You may as well give him something. Probably got used to some nice little old lady who was just trying to be sweet, giving them something. You know exactly what I mean. They always do it. And it's so cute, but don't do it. So anyway, I was reading through the rest of the story in Yellowstone. Turns out the bison are actually they give the most injuries, but it's due to tourist error. Not even like human error. They just said tourist error. It's a whole new species now. But yeah, it's tourists who think, oh, it's just a bison and we're in Yellowstone and I just love it. I'm going to give it a hug. And they get gored or run over or chased. You know how this works. So word to the wise for all my lovely city people, as much as I love you, I do. I really, really do. I feel like it's my duty. It's my job. It is my purpose in life to remind you, please don't touch the cows. Don't do it. Don't touch the bison. They don't want to be your friend. I know you think they want to be your friend, but they don't. I asked. They said no. But speaking of people who do want to be my friend, good morning, Justin. Good morning, OG James. Good morning, Yvonne. Good morning, JR. Good morning, Billy. Good morning, Adrian. Ah! Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Steph. Good morning, Steely. Good morning, Santa Claus. Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Ranch Hands. Good morning, Tuxline. Good morning, Des Moines. Good morning, Felt. Good morning, Dalhart. Good morning, Officer Dale. Good morning, Clayton Police Department. Good morning, Junior. Good morning, Maryland. Good morning, EMS. Good morning, Firefighters. Good morning, Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Bank People. Good morning, everybody who's on vacation right now because it's Friday and or spring break. All y'all. But Jordan Honeycutt gave me a call yesterday. He's also going to be at the game broadcasting for us. We're going to try, my family and I, we're going to try and make it to the game. I might be the loudest person there. Fight me. Let's do this. Let's see who can get louder. I don't even know, like, you know I don't understand sports, but I know when our girls have the ball, that's when it needs to go. Whoa, whoa. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. And by get out of here, I mean move from the studio to the office to do all the office work and make sure everything keeps running like a time bomb, right? I'm just kidding, y'all. Hey, be nice, be safe, have a fantastic day. It's going to be a little windy out there, so take it easy on the roads if you're a trucker with an empty container. Just take it easy out there. And if you're not, don't drive crazy. Don't be that guy. Just don't. You're probably the same guy ordering fish on a plane. Stop it. I love you, but stop it. Anyway, I'm gonna get you back into the music. Be nice, be safe, have a fantastic Thursday. I'll see you tomorrow for Friday. You're listening to KLMX 97.5 FM, The Bear.